Church of the Brethren.
Good morning.
We say welcome this morning to our church family, to our friends and visitors, and we're certainly delighted to have you with us. We're glad that you have come, and we know we've got people scattered out throughout our campus. We have people in a designated room, and also people in the parking lot, in the car. You have a choice of where you want to gather to worship. Well, brothers and sisters, we are in the third week of a new sermon series concerning truth. That is because I believe that telling the truth is a problem in our society. And it certainly is time to be asking, what's the truth? Thousands of years ago, God gave 10 truths for living. They are called the Ten Commandments. Now, the Ten Commandments, at their heart and core, are all about love. The first and great commandment is to love God with all our being, which is what the first four commandments teach us. And the second great commandment is to love your neighbor as yourself, which is all about the last six commandments, and that's what they teach us. Today we're going to look at the third commandment and how it will build our faith and teach us truth on how to show love. The message today is titled, Taking God Seriously. So here is truth number three in our series of the 10 truths that show us how to love. And it's taken from Exodus 27. You must not misuse the name of the Lord your God. The third commandment can be summarized in one sentence. God says, take my name seriously. Now, I want to read two verses of scripture that this message is built upon. The first one is Luke 6:45, and the second one is the one I just now read, Exodus 27, chapter 20, verse 7. And I'm reading from the New Living Translation. Hear the Word of God. In Luke 6, it says, a good person produces good things from the treasury of a good heart, and an evil person produces evil things from the treasury of an evil heart. What you say flows from what is in your heart. And in Exodus 20, verse 7, you must not misuse the name of the Lord your God. The third commandment can be summarized in one sentence. God says, take my name seriously. Paul Dickerson has written an interesting book called Names. He has a hobby of collecting strange and unusual names. For example, he reports in his book that a Montreal window washer died by accident, falling as he was washing windows. His name was Will Drop. A man by the name of Joe Bunt became a baseball coach. Jeff Treadwell became a podiatrist. And here's two interesting names. Go Forth and Catch 'em were two guys who became police officers and became partners. And get this one. O'Neill and Prey became partners in selling church equipment. And P.P. Peters became a urologist. A plaster contractor had the name Will Crumble. Now, those are interesting, but what's in a name? God says there's a lot in a name when it's His name. In the third command in Exodus 27, He says, "You shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God." Now, why is that so important to God? God says that your name represents three things: reputation, character, authority. So first, a name represents your reputation. You've heard people say, "He's making a name for himself." When somebody has a good reputation, they say, "He's got a good name." When he's got a bad reputation, he's got a bad name. Let's do a little experiment here this morning. I'm going to say a name, and I want you to automatically think of this person's reputation. Okay, you ready? Hitler. Billy Graham. Donald Trump. A name represents your representation. Second, a name represents your character. What you are cannot be separated from what your name is once it's identified together. In the Bible, they often would name children after certain character qualities like honest and justice and love, so that those names would represent their character. Many times in the Bible, when somebody changed their character, their life was changed, and God gave them a new name. Abram became Abraham. Jacob became Israel. Simon became Peter, the rock. God would change their names because He said it represents your character. And third, a name represents authority. If you received a call from a neighbor while you were eating dinner, you might have him call you back later. But what if his name who called was Governor Northam? You would probably take the call right there, because names have a representation of authority. God says, when you misuse my name, it's no little deal. It's a big deal, because you're defaming my reputation, my character, my authority. And you're not taking me seriously. So, how can I use God's name incorrectly? When we think about misusing God's name, I think we usually think about swearing or profanity. But there are many, many other ways you can misuse God's name besides just swearing. Here's four of the most common ways we use God's name incorrectly. You can use God's name to express irritation. You can use God's name to manipulate others. You can use God's name to be impressive, for attention being on yourself. Or you can use God's name impulsively. All of these are different ways we misuse God's name. For example, you can misuse God's name to express irritation. This is when we most often use profanity or swearing. We do that to express something that has irritated us. America is perhaps the most foul-mouthed nation in the world, and becoming more so, it seems, day by day. Today, a movie will not sell if it doesn't have any cussing in it. And we find that directors and the producers intentionally add profanity to movies in order to get an R rating, because that's what people want. Books and music and TV are filled with profanity. Why do people swear? They certainly lack emotional control, but the main reason is they do it to impress others, to give the impression of being tough. However, it takes maturity to discipline your speech, especially when you're angry. You know what it's like when you hit your thumb with a hammer or when you're driving and a driver cuts you off in traffic. It takes discipline to not swear. It shows maturity and self-control by not doing that. So people misuse God's name when they express irritation. The second way is misusing God's name is to manipulate others. Some people say, God told me what to do. Dishonest TV evangelists do this all the time. They'll say something like, God said if you don't send me $1,000 right now, we're going to pull the plug. Well, do what you have to do, but don't manipulate people by misusing His name. God says that using my name wrong. In today's world, they call that forgery. Forgery is when you use somebody else's name to get what you want. There are a lot of spiritual forgers in the world who misuse God's name by saying, God told me. And when you hear that, you're supposed to say, well, if God said it, it must be true then. However, just because they said it, it may not be true. You can misuse God's name as a cover for yourself and to manipulate others. And a third way you can misuse God's name is by trying to be impressive. You know, we find that there are people, insecure believers, who can try to prove how spiritual they are by their jargon, by using continuous religious phrases and spiritual cliches. Some people use the name of Jesus when speaking so they sound more spiritual. Talk doesn't impress me, but what you do does. Your lifestyle does. In Titus 1:16, it says, they claim to know God, but by their actions they deny Him. We take God's name in vain when we claim to be committed to Him, but we don't back it up by our lifestyle. A person says, I love the Lord. Or they say, He's number one in my life. So if you were to ask, are you serving Him? They may answer, no. Well, are you meeting with Him every day and reading the Bible, having a daily quiet time? And they might say, no. You might ask them, are you tithing? And they say, no. So what does a person mean when they are saying that God means something to them? Isn't it just words? Well, another way of misusing God's name is to do so impulsively. This is probably one that many of us fall into as a trap. When you use God's name as a convenient expression of fear or joy or surprise, like if I've caught a 10-pound fish, you can hear people say, Jesus Christ. Or if you hear that Susie's pregnant, you can hear people say, oh my God. And when you're using those expressions, you're reducing God only to a level of expression. Don't do that. God says, when you use my name, you need to take it seriously. Don't use it flippantly. Don't use God's name impulsively. Impulsive means without thinking. George Barner, a great person of surveys from the Christian community, did a survey and found that 66% of all Americans admit having taken the Lord's name in vain. And there are many, many ways that we misuse the Lord's name other than swearing. Of the top 10 commandments, you know, When God gave us the Ten Commandments, these were the ten most important things in life about loving God and loving others. And the number three in that list is don't misuse God's name. We're not talking about some minor issue here. God says this is serious business. The Bible says, I will not tolerate my name being misused. How can I use God's name correctly then? Well, God promises blessings when you use His name correctly. And so I want to challenge you to do a study in the Bible. There are literally hundreds of verses in the Bible that talk about the name of God. And there are promises galore that says, if you honor and reverence my name, I will bless you with success and with prosperity, with health, with peace of mind, with good relationships, and on the Bible promises. Incredible blessings for the person who honors God's name. You see, God takes this very seriously, how you use His name. So first of all, use God's name correctly by reverence God's name continually. Treat it with the utmost respect. Use it carefully. Use it lovingly. Use it as an act of worship. Don't just let it slip out flippantly. When you say God, mean it in your heart. In Psalm 29:2, it says, give to the Lord the glory due His name. Honor God's name. That is why I can't watch a lot of the TV programs. I respect the name of God too much. It's a great offense in hearing the taking of God's name in vain. If you love God, you don't just sit in silence and be entertained by it, or don't do anything about it. Many believers say nothing when Jesus' name is blasphemed. And I want to challenge you to speak up when somebody is using God's name not seriously. You've got to do it tactfully, because your goal is not to condemn the person doing it, but it is to influence them, to guide them, to shed light on that issue. You need to reverence God's name continually. Reverence means not only protecting God's name, but it means knowing God's name. In Psalm 9:10, those who know your name will trust in you. God has many names. There's just probably well over 100 names of God in the Bible. And each one of them reveal a different aspect of God's character. Those names are about His love, His justice, His holiness, the things He's promised to care for. And so the way you get to know God is to get to know the names of God. If you only know one name, you probably don't know God very well. God is the protector. God is the lover. God is the forgiver. God is the Savior. God is holy. There are lots of names that describe God in the Scriptures. And the better you know them, the better you're going to trust Him and the better you're going to love Him. And that's what this is all about, is God showing us how to love Him and how to love others. You can use God's name correctly when you represent God's name clearly. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 19, it says, a person who calls himself a Christian should not be doing things that are wrong. You see, our lifestyle can misuse the name of God. If you call yourself a believer, then act like one. If you're going to call yourself a Christian, don't drag Christ's name through the gutter by the way you live, by your lifestyle. Your walk needs to match your talk. If you're a believer, you represent God. The reason why some people never come to Christ is because they met a Christian in name only who claimed to be a Christian, but there was no difference in their lifestyle. We hear people say, I don't need to be a Christian because I'm just like them now. If you claim to be a believer, a Christian, and use God's name and aren't any different, then something's wrong. God will hold us accountable for that. We are to represent God's name clearly. The truth is that there are people all around you that are watching and evaluating your speech and your actions, and they're checking to see how you're different and how you're different in your lifestyle. So guard your mouth. Guard your actions. And here's the last thing I want to share with you, how to use God's name correctly. Rely on God's name completely. In Psalm 33:21, it says, no wonder we are happy in the Lord, because we trust His holy name. There are thousands of verses in the Bible that say that God has made a number of promises to honor His name. Whatever you do, you should do in the name of the Lord, trusting and relying on His name. Jesus said, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. So why do we pray in Jesus' name? Because you don't have any right to come to God on your own. God is holy and we're not. Only a perfect person can come into God's presence. I don't have any right on my own just to come to God and say, God, this is what I need and this is what I request. But through Christ, I can do that. He says that Jesus is the bridge between me and God. And Jesus said, we're to pray in His name, because when we come in His name and take it seriously, that we are in the presence of God. It's a reminder that He is the bridge and we don't come on our own power. We come on His power and His grace. You know, a day is coming, the Bible says in Matthew, when we will give an account for every idle word, and every knee will bow and every tongue will confess. You see, the good news is you can overcome the judgment that is coming. And the way you can do that is by trusting in the name of Jesus Christ. Because He can forgive you, and He will forgive you. In Acts 4:12, it says, salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven by which we must be saved. The name of Jesus Christ is the way you bypass that judgment day that is coming. In John 20:31, it says, Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. And by believing, you may have life in His name. You can pass from death to life, from judgment to forgiveness in His name. And that's what we need. That's what we need now. We're all broken. And it means we're all doomed unless we get a Savior that can help us to overcome. And that's what Jesus is. He is a Savior. How many of you, when you were kids, were told that your mouth was going to be washed out with soap for something you said? I don't know about you, but I was threatened many times about having my mouth washed out. The problem is, it doesn't work. The problem is not in the mouth, but in the heart. In Luke 6:45, Jesus said, the mouth speaks what the heart is full of. Ultimately, the only way to clean up your mouth is to have a change of heart. And Jesus can do that. God says, don't misuse my name. Use it with awe and reverence and seriousness. When you mess up and you misuse God's name, what do? The first thing you need to do is to tell God you're sorry and apologize for misusing His name. And you need to ask His forgiveness. But if there is a bigger problem going on in your life and not just your words, you need to commit that problem and your life to God and say to Him, Jesus Christ, come in and give me that new heart and new tongue. And you remember that He is with you all the times. You practice His presence. You are nowhere that God is not. He is always with you. If you'd recognize and realize that you're never without God's presence, perhaps you'd be a lot more disciplined in your speech, because God sees it all and God hears it all. So brothers and sisters, ask Him to help you. Ask Him now to come into your life. Change your heart. Change your mouth. And He will. Would you pray with me? Heavenly Father, You know that I don't always speak the truth clearly. My life needs Your wisdom. I realize that sometimes I don't take Your name seriously. Jesus, I need You to change my heart and to give me a new tongue. Help me to see You as You really are. Help me to see myself as I really am in need of You. Help me to love You above all else. Forgive me for misusing Your name to discredit Your reputation and character and authority. Help me to see what's really true and holy in life. Help me to see what matters and to never take Your name, Your holy name, in vain. I want my life and devotion rightly focused on You. I want to have a passion for You, and I want to have the truth. Thank You for the Boone's Mill Church and its ministry that helps me to understand and speak the truth. Lord, change my heart now. Fill my mind with Your love. Give me a new tongue that lifts up the name of Jesus. I come now to surrender to Christ. I surrender my all. I surrender my life. I trust in You, Jesus, with my life. And I pray this prayer in Your holy name. Amen.